Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello everyone, and welcome back to another installment of Dark Realms. Now on Dark Realms, we take a listen to our listeners, and they suggest places around the world that we should take a further look at. And today, we're going to take a look at what is known as Lima, Peru's most terrifying house, La Casa Matusita. And a huge thank you to our listener, Roxanita, for her suggesting this dark realm. Now, dark realms, as we tend to do them, are normally quite black and white. There is a haunted place, and we cover it. What's different with La Casa Matusita is there is a lot of grey. There's a lot of fact versus legend, not necessarily lies. But it is also one of the most interesting places we've ever looked at. And don't forget, if you're listening to this on a podcast of the Dark Paranormal, or you are watching this on YouTube, you can go and do it the other way. So if you're listening via podcast, go to youtube.com/thedarkparanormal. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, go to any podcast provider of your choice and search for The Dark Paranormal. And there you should find all of our shows. But right now, let's take a look in to Lima's most terrifying house, La Casa Matusita. La Casa Matusita is built at the intersection of Avenida Garcilaso de la Vega and also Avenida España in Lima, Peru. Rebuilt in the 1890s and later purchased by the Andrade Fernandez family in the 1920s, it became associated with the name Matusita in the mid-20th century, when a Japanese-Peruvian family of a similar-sounding name moved into the building and ran a hardware shop from the ground store below. Although its early history is relatively uneventful, the house's sinister reputation exploded in the 20th century, particularly its second floor, which has been the subject of major renovation works and countless stories of spirits, evil phenomena, the sort of stuff we love on this show. There have been tales of screams, sudden temperature drops, apparitions, and even madness swirling around the building. Skeptics will report there are no official records of any grisly crimes or supernatural incidents about the building. And the building itself is based mainly, it would appear, around folklore. Although people who live around the house claim otherwise. But even that folklore has proven persistent and powerful. Here are some of the alleged most terrifying spirits at La Casa Matusita, each rooted in dark, layered legends that may be true, but also have kept locals afraid for generations. The oldest legend that involves La Casa Matusita involves a mysterious woman by the name of Parvene de Vaspa. This woman, said to have arrived in colonial Lima in the 1750s, was of Persian origin, seemingly a solitary figure known for her healing abilities and herbal knowledge. But suspicion and religious zeal collided, and she was accused of witchcraft during the time of the Spanish Inquisition. Therefore, she was arrested, tortured, and condemned. She was reportedly burnt at the stake at that site for her supposed dealings with the devil. As the flames consumed her, so it said, her final curse was screamed, "Any soul who sets foot on this land will know nothing but misfortune." It said not long after her death, people in that neighborhood would hear ghostly voices, footsteps from buildings that they knew were empty, and they would often see a woman sobbing within the empty house itself. Fear took hold. And during that time, maybe that fear was not necessarily because of the alleged witch, but if you were seen as being in contact or having any sort of relationship with her, you too may fall foul of the Spanish Inquisition. But still, people in the neighborhood would swear they would hear children's cries emanating from that place. Dark, mysterious mists would be seen sweeping over the top of that very place. Over the centuries, her spirit has been blamed for violent paranormal encounters. In one widely circulated take, a Catholic priest was called in to try and bless or exorcise the second floor, only to be overwhelmed by this malevolent force, which not only flung his body to the floor, but picked him up, threw him across the room, and screamed at him to leave. Allegedly, he died shortly after. Yet, and this is the beauty of these sort of legends, others claim that's a lie, though it did happen. He was just never the same again. All of that said, there are no official records showing that Pavana's existence or execution ever took place. Her tale is one of the foundations of the house's cursed aura. It's said she still wanders that second floor, be it whispering threats or appearing as a shadowy female figure, attacking those who dare to enter. The legend restarted in the 1800s, with a wealthy and cruel man taking ownership of the home. Hated by his staff, he threw a lavish dinner party for elite guests. Two long-abused servants decided to exact revenge. And they'd done this not with violence, but humiliation. Secretly lacing the guests' food and wine with a potent hallucinogen. But what they intended as a prank spiraled into something much, much darker. The laughter, brought on by the hallucinogen, soon turned into screams. Terrifying screams. You see, under the influence, the guests lost all control. And when the servants returned to that dining room, they were met with a nightmarish scene. The guests, it would appear, had torn each other apart in a frenzy. Limbs scattered, blood painted on the walls. No one survived. The host suffered the worst. His face apparently was half eaten, half mutilated, basically unrecognizable except for his suit. Some say the servants went mad from what they'd seen. Some go as far as to say the entire staff ended up institutionalized. However, others believe they committed suicide out of guilt. Since then, ghostly screams and laughter have been reported from that second floor, along with a vision of blood dripping down walls that suddenly disappears. Some daredevils do claim to have stood in that room only to collapse in terror, experiencing vivid images of the massacre. According to one alleged note online, there was a quote that said 5 minutes in that room was enough to see the murders that occurred and to lose control of one's mind. Believers in the story say the psychic trauma left behind by that bloodbath created a time loop, swooping these dead and tormented souls through that room and through the house indeed, in a never-ending replay of their final moments. The atmosphere itself is said to be so charged that even non-believers will find themselves physically ill stepping into the building. Although historians do argue that there's no evidence a massacre ever occurred. Just like with the witch. But just like with the witch, this still remains a pivotal part of the whole story, and locals still refuse to cross in front of that street at night, choosing instead to cross the road. Let's take a quick break to tell you about a wonderful product. Did you know there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our world? From the food we eat to the air we breathe, even the skincare we use, they could be messing with your hormones and making you feel like you're stuck in a mystery of your own. And just like a plot twist in a true crime story or one of those unexpected scary moments in our submitters' experiences, hormonal changes like premenopause or menopause can strike at the most unexpected times. And suddenly you're dealing with mood swings, sleepless nights, and all those other symptoms that make you feel like you're losing control. But here's the good news. This is one mystery you can solve with Happy Mammoth. Just take the 2-minute free quiz from Happy Mammoth, answer a few simple questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can feel like yourself again. The results are impressive. There are over 40,000 reviews on their website. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. According to a survey, 86% of the women started losing weight, 77% say it improved their mood, and the biggest benefit? 100% of the women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
As we said earlier, the Matusita House got its name mainly from a family who moved there in the 19th century. Because in the 19th century, a Japanese immigrant family, the Matusitas, reportedly lived peacefully in the house, running a store below. However, things were about to take a drastic and terrifyingly horrible change. You see, the father, known for his kindness, began to change. He became violent, jealous, possessive, suspicious of both his wife and his family, and became rather emotionally unstable. However, it would appear his suspicions may have been founded in a way, as one night he came home from work to find his wife in bed with another man. Enraged, he stabbed them both to death. Then he waited for his children to come home from school, and he murdered them too. On realizing what he'd just done, he slit his own throat. Others say he committed a ritual suicide, formerly traditional in Japan in times such as those. When the police arrived at the scene, one described it like a butcher's house. Disembodied corpses, blood soaked into the floor, the walls, and the patriarch's body collapsed in a pool of his own blood. Other reports say he even cooked some of the bodies before killing himself. Ever since then, people have reported hearing the sound of pacing footsteps, sudden chills in the temperature, and the ghostly giggles of children, followed by muffled sobs. Male visitors, in particular, claim to feel some uncontrollable sense of rage inside the home, like they're encountering the father's madness. A firefighter who once entered the house during an emergency described the atmosphere as follows. It was sheer fear. Children were crying, but there was no one in there. In the 1970s, the story reached national attention when a Peruvian TV presenter, Humberto Vilches Vera, placed a bet he could spend a night on that second floor. According to legend, he was found within hours, rambling incoherently, and was later institutionalized for a full year. However, later on, he admitted it was all a hoax for ratings. But that said, the damage was done. The myth, the mystery, had only been built up more regarding this now utterly terrifying home. Even today, people claim to hear the dragging of something heavy across the floorboards, may be, in their minds, the patriarch of the Matushitas, dragging the bodies of his family around before thinking about what to do. But out of all of the Dark Realms episodes that we've done, you will note in this one there is a heavy use of words like alleged, purportedly, etc. And that's because even though these stories, and they may just be stories, are some of the most terrifying you will hear, one of the most compelling theories about the whole building suggests that the haunting might have been fabricated, but not by storytellers or spiritualists, instead by US intelligence. You see, in the mid-20th century, the US Embassy was across from that building. And during the Cold War, the embassy was a potential target for some serious espionage. So the CIA needed a way to make sure they could keep their embassy and secrets safe. And according to this theory, the CIA may have been responsible for spreading everything you've just heard about the haunting of this building, in order to keep people away and also make them hyper-vigilant about anyone entering or leaving the premises. You will note a lot of the stories feature the second floor, a floor which gives perfect vision to the US Embassy. Now, it seems a bit coincidental, the majority of these tales of do not enter, you'll be driven mad, you'll end up in an asylum, all seem to include the second floor. It seems like a no-brainer that the CIA would ideally want that second floor to remain unoccupied and unnoticed. Fill the place with legends of ghosts and insanities, and you not only have a place where people avoid crossing the street at night and not even walk in front of the building, but you also create a tourist venue. It's hard to be a Russian spy if the building you're spying from is being photographed 24/7. Interestingly, at one point, the building's later owners said the embassy asked them to board up the windows of the second floor. The family refused and even made a joke they may rent it out to Russians. Interestingly, there was a rise in stories of hauntings around that second floor area that passed through and spiked at that same period. Interestingly, the reporter's wife, the one who allegedly went insane, claimed that her husband had been approached to use the myth to spread the myth by the CIA. She's quoted as saying, "Something was there, but it wasn't ghosts. It's easier to use a famous person to invent stories." It is a chilling theory, arguably more chilling than the stories themselves. It's not a new idea that a three-letter agency will use misdirection or suggestion or lies in order to get the surrounding community to believe what's taking place. But it's also a lesson to us all that suggests maybe not all hauntings are born from tragedy or evil, but from clever, strategic people. La Casa Matusita may be the only haunted house in the world that was given its ghosts by a government agency. We gave the building's location at the beginning, but in truth, La Casa Matusita lives at an intersection, but an intersection of myth, lies, possible betrayal, and possible tragedy, dependent on who or what you believe. Its bricks and beams have stood for over a century, but what resides within, witches, dead children, madness? Is it truly haunted? Or is the fear we feel when looking at such a building actually up to something much more terrifying? The ease in which we can be coerced into any belief our governments wish us to have. So now, when people look up at the second floor of this property, should they be scared of genuine malevolent spirits roaming the property, or expertly planted legend? Either way, the house has earned its place as one of the most enduring mysteries in the paranormal world. And be sure to join me next time here on YouTube or on the podcatcher of your choice to venture once more into another dark realm. Don't forget, if you have a suggestion for a dark realm, email us at contact@thedarkparanormal.com. Interestingly, if you'd like a good jump-off point, I would strongly suggest taking a look at Peruvian witchcraft. It seems to have its own lineage and its own practices, which are closely entwined with the Lesser Key of Solomon. But that's enough darkness for one show. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to speaking to you all again next week, right here on Dark Realms. Until then, stay safe and take care.